This is the story of the 13th Battalion Essex Regiment during World War I, also known as the West Ham Pals Battalion. Over 1,000 ordinary men from the borough of West Ham would go on to fight in some of the most horrific and deadly battles of the First World War. These men left the terraces for the trenches, leaving behind homes, families, and lovers in a noble, honourable, and selfless act to protect their loved ones, their community, and the country whose values and culture they believed in.
Sergeant Hitchcock, company losses?
6 Reds killed, 9 injured, sir. We've no bombs or ammunition left, so we're spent.
We have to retire. Get your men together.
D Company, sir, they're on their own, shouldn't we?
We can't help them. We've no use to anyone as we are, Sergeant. That's an order.
Yes, sir. Don't stand there like a bunch of dummies. Quick, give me some of that ammo. Give yourself some bombs, lads.
Yes, us. Give me some of those cricket balls. I want to send some botched bastards to Kingdom Bloody Come. Christ all fucking mighty, Sarge. There's thousands of the bastards.
Get ready. Get ready. Wait for my order.
Can we kill the bastards, Sarge?
Hold it. Hold it. Let them get closer. Come. Come. Fire! Fire! Up the
embers!
Up the embers!
Come on, Stag, we'll make it!
Oh, too right we will.
Oi, Sarge! You're right! You've been hit!
No, proud of picking myself some ruddy daisy, what do you bleeding think?
Christ, Sarge! Your boots have been blown right off! And your socks are all blown apart!
Stack! Where the hell is Stack?
No bloody idea, Sarge! Ain't seen him! I'll carry you out of here!
Christ, fuck it! I'm sick of wiping brain and guts off my face! Crawl! Oh, bloody shit! Crawl, George! I'm gonna get back home. One of us has gotta get back. One of us is...
The Tablet Book Company presents a TBC audio production of The Bolin Brothers by Jonathan Williamson, starring Robert Bolter as George Hancock, Jack Christiansen as Walter, Owen Bleach, Henry, Andy Cresswell, Tom, John Spoor, Frank Jens, and Paul Moriarty as Sergeant Moore.
Dien! Say nulli qui su du dan lo, si tesi dong tu chien!
Corporal! Corporal!
Sir!
If I didn't know better, I'd believe I'd alighted in Shanghai, not France. Is that Chinese you're speaking?
Yes, sir! Zai na bien!
Gosh. How many of these Chinese chaps are there?
150,000. Now, can I help you, sir? I've got to unload this meat pronto, sir.
Of course, of course. Where would I find the hospital ship that's returning today?
Keep following your feet, sir. They're already taking you in the right direction.
There are my orders, Captain, to get some accounts.
I can read, Lieutenant Fairweather. Good God, is the army nothing better to do?
The Ministry thought it important to...
Yes, yes. Go ahead. Be prudent. Don't upset them. This is a hospital ship, remember? These men are terribly wounded.
Yes, sir. Ah, hello, Sergeant.
Yes, sir.
On your way home, back to Blighty?
Hope so, sir.
Hope so.
Last time I returned from leave, I saw a hospital ship blown to Kingdom Come as it left this port. All those injured men drowning and burning to death in the flames.
Well, I pray that doesn't happen.
You look like you're in one nice healthy piece. You seen any action, or are you one of those reserved occupations, sir?
Yes, Sergeant. Those in charge felt my talents lay elsewhere.
Talent. The lads from my battalion had talent. A talent for having their bodies torn apart by bullets and bombs and other assorted savagery.
Look, Sergeant, the Ministry thought it important...
Have you got a coffin now? A gasper? A cigarette?
Oh, yes, I do.
That's quality tobacco.
The Ministry thought it important that we record some honest accounts of soldiers in the thick of it.
What are you after?
Well, what I'm after is first-hand accounts. Something from the field of battle. Uncensored. Much more informing than any of the letters you sent home. Full of truth. Were you one of Kitchener's army? A volunteer?
Yeah. A Powell's battalion. West Ham Powell's battalion, 13th Essex.
13th Essex? I heard you took it hard just now. Can you give me some... Can you give me the realities, Sergeant? Real pictures, the real stuff.
Look, sir, my view ain't the grand view. Right, it isn't the battles and victories on a map. It's the grisly, grubby mess of it. Our view is far, far different from the brass hats, OK? It's a shapeless, confused, purposeless horror. Do you know there were stray dogs around the villages and trenches? Like cats and dogs, mainly, but you name it. Rats. Bloody, massive rats, as big as kittens and bold as you like. Sometimes I'd look out over no man's land and you'd see these stray dogs looking for something to eat, to keep alive. These dogs, they'd lost their homes and families. I watched them and I thought about their struggles to survive. If they found something to eat, God knows what, they'd start to fight over it. Two once civilized dogs fighting to survive in the mud and the filth.
I like that, Sergeant. How did it start for you?
Oi, Henry! George! Hang on, wait up!
Hang on, George. It's Tom and Walter.
Come on, you twonkers. I want to get to the pub before I'm having to fight my way to the bar.
All right, George. Hey, it's a happy day when we came Portsmouth for three.
Jesus, I thought that ref was never going to blow that whistle. I bet he was bung some shekels to add some extra minutes on.
Hey, lads. Yeah, you. You don't want to miss out on the adventure, do you?
What adventure is that, then?
The war, sonny. Heard about it?
Oh, there's a war on, is there? I was wondering why you're dressed up like that.
Here, take these. There's a recruitment office opening on the Mile End Road. It's a Powell's battalion. You'll be amongst all your mates.
Now, you think I want to spend more time with these numpties?
Oi, fuck you, George.
Here, give us one of those leaflets.
You're a decent lad. Knock some sense into your funny pal.
Oh, plenty have tried, but hasn't made the blindest bit of difference.
Waving that bloody paper in my face, will ya? Don't know what the hell you're trying to read a paper for, anyway.
Shut up, George.
Yeah, give it here, then. Right. County Borough of West Ham, 13th Service Battalion, Essex Regiment, West Ham. No gas bag invasion shall alarm us. True manhood...
True manhood? That's something I know about.
True manhood will win, exclamation mark. Join your friends in the West Ham Battalion who have already enlisted. Men resident in the borough are being billeted at home. Allowance, 2 shillings a day. Immediate equipment. Henry Dyer, Mayor.
How about it, lads?
Soldiers? Us, you're kidding. They've been the soldiers for mugs.
3 meals a day?
Yeah, bacon and eggs for breakfast is what I, yeah? Yeah, you get paid too, 2 shillings.
Paid to do whatever they say. March here, march there. Die here, die there. Pay to have your true manhood taken off. Mate, hey, Emery, you wouldn't want that, would you?
They say it's going to be over by Christmas.
Christmas, my arse. You're a Fritzwater. Did you forget? You don't want to be out there killing your cousins.
I'm British born. Near enough. This is my country too.
Yeah, and you get a uniform.
Oh, Christ, bleeding idiots. The only uniforms you'll be wearing are wooden overcoats.
Look here. Harry Champion's playing at the Empire tonight. In support of the brave recruits of the West Ham Battalion.
Not Harry too.
Just a couple of weeks ago, my poor old Uncle Bill went to kick the bucket and he left me in his will. The other night I toddled around to see me on the game. She said to me, your uncle bless the U.S. watching chain. I put it on right across my vest. Thought I looked a dandy as it dangled on my chest. Just to flash it off, I think I'm walking round about. The kids, they all ran after me and they all began to shout. Any old iron, any old iron, any old iron.
You're going to let them go off without you? That's low, George.
Bloody hell, is he? That's going a bit bloody far, isn't it?
Get up that office and sign up now.
Why does no one else get it? Don't you understand? It's war. If Henry goes out there to France, he might be killed. That's what happens to soldiers in war. People shoot at you. They want to kill you.
Of course I bloody know that. I need you there looking after my little brother for me.
Look, I know you two are tight. And you've always looked out for Henry after your mum died. Forget trying to sign me up. You've got to stop him from signing up. That is the only way you know he's going to be safe. Come here.
Get off. Henry's doing the right thing and so should you be. What kind of pal are you?
I'm sorry, mate, but Izzy says she don't want you to come round anymore. Not for now, anyway.
Yeah. I could see that coming. Like night follows day.
She'll get over it, George.
I don't know about that. And God have mercy on anyone she turns her anger on.
Yeah, mate. God help them.
God help you. Is it all official? Have you taken the King's shilling?
Yeah. Yesterday. There's going to be a parade next Sunday.
Oh, a parade?
Look, whatever anyone says, we're still mates.
And what are people saying?
Look, forget about that. Listen, I heard tomorrow you're going to be unloading from a certain ship, and there's a certain cargo that a certain person I know might be interested in, shall we say, acquiring? Interested?
What are you offering?
It'll be worth it. Jesus Christ, is he? Shut the hell up, you stupid cow.
Walter, Tom.
What the hell are you doing here?
Couldn't let you parade without me, could I?
You're kidding!
Men of West Ham, I salute your courage.
Come on, lads. We've still got time to make it back for the charity match.
Bollocks, what a woeful game.
Here we go, 4 points.
What? George, that ain't like you. Not like we got anything to celebrate.
I don't know. How about we celebrate the end of the war? And may the four of us be back here next year having a good old pint and moaning about the footy.
I'll drink to that. Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers.
Watch out. Here comes Izzy.
George, I knew you wouldn't desert him. I knew it. come here.
Is he?
Oh, come on, what's wrong with you?
Not here, in the pub.
Don't be stupid. Kiss me.
Assistant Adjutant Frank Jens. The War Diary of the 13th Battalion, the Essex Regiment. Perham Down Camp, Andover. November 17th, 1915. The battalion, which included 26 officers and 869 other ranks, proceeded to Ludgershall Station, where they entrained for Folkestone Harbour Station, arriving at 12 noon. The battalion then embarked on the Princess Victoria for Boulogne, which port was reached at 6 p.m. December 10th, 1915. B Company under Major W. H. Winthrop and C Company under Captain J. W. Patterson proceeded to the trenches.
Oh, Christ, it was another day of freezing rain and sleet. Stopping was the worst thing. Then you sweat, it gets cold, like really cold. So you want to keep moving. As we move forward, any colour was drained from the landscape. It was either mud brown or grey. Now we were getting a smell of what the war was really about. 20 miles back down the road, you'd hardly know it was going on. We stamped through what was once a village. I mean, it looked like a giant had taken a ruddy great club to it, then for good bloody measure set the remains on fire. Some of the lads, they were itching for a stab at Fritz, but not me. I didn't want to play soldiers. For all that talk about the war being over by Christmas, it hadn't happened. And here we were tramping up this road to... Well, we had no idea.
Let's get yourselves up. It's no time to stop for a flipping picnic, is it? Keep it together. Keep moving. Okay, lads. We're going to split you up into smaller groups.
What is that, Sergeant?
So as few of us will cop it if Fritz gets us with one of his heavies. Right, Hitchcock, your group, follow me. We're heading up through the communication trenches.
Come on, lads. Oi, Walter, get a move on.
Yeah.
That rain kept on coming. I mean, it got in everywhere. First of all, we walked across the wooden duckboards, which they weren't so bad. Then we stepped into the communication trench. How did I feel? As any normal bloke would feel. You can't be prepared for anything like this, not really. For all that training we had, nothing prepares you for the reality of it. The filth, the wet, the mud, the noise. It's the uncertainty of it all.
Jesus Christ, my flipping boots been sucked off.
Now we knew we were well and bloody truly in the front line, dragging our feet for a foot and a half of muddy water.
Oi, lads, make a space. Wounded coming through.
Lance Corporal Swinnerton, minutes into his frontline experience, he gets hit by shrapnel. Stumbling past us, his coat and face was just covered in blood. He was shaking, he was nervous. I can tell you, seeing him like that gave us all the bleeding jitters, didn't it?
Here we are, gentlemen, at your lovely new holiday camp. Make yourselves at home.
Hey, Sarge, ain't so bad. You never been to Southend on a Saturday night? Blimey, it's a place of real carnage.
Now, Southend is rather dear to my heart, Private Price, seeing as it was where my dear old mum and dad went on their honeymoon. And, well, I know you'll be sad to hear that if it weren't for that weekend...
Oh, go on.
You wouldn't all be having the pleasure of my company right now. Know what I mean?
I'm sorry, Sarge, to belittle a place of such historical importance.
Yeah, you'll be sorry, Price. You're on my sap trench list.
Yeah, nice one, Pricey.
And, Price, Much as it might please me never to have to hear your voice again, keep your stupid head down or you'll get it blown off by some Fritz sniper. You don't want to be a notch on some Fritzy's rifle butt. All right?
Every hour, one of us had to go do guard duty in a sat, which was a short trench that ran out into no man's land. And you'd have to keep watch through a periscope to see if Fritz was sneaking up on us to do some damage.
Yeah, George. Some tea.
Oh, nice warm water.
Oh, my God. Something warm. That feels so good on me hands.
Total brass monkeys, mate. What about Henry, Tom?
Can you believe it? Asleep. Lucky bastard. Sleep of the innocent. Well, maybe not in Henry's case.
Can't sleep?
Sleep, no chance. Not with me bum aching from all the arse clenching since I got there.
Yeah, I nearly shat my pants when that first shell came down. Have you been to the lab yet?
No.
My advice?
Don't.
It's just a plank of wood over...
Psst. Psst.
What the hell? Pricey.
Here. Here, get in here.
Come on, water.
Oh, Jesus. Come on, I can hear Fritz. I can hear him talking. Take a gander through the periscope. You see anything out there? They're trying to sneak up on us, or what?
No, I can't see anything. It's just barbed wire and mud and tree stumps.
I swear to God, I heard Fritz talking. They're just a football pitch length away, you know.
Let's look.
See, I told you.
Hear it. Hey, you speak German, what are they saying?
They must be in their trench. They're eating and talking about a beer festival in Munich. Something about his sister, Lena.
The wind must be in the right direction or something. Here, Walter, how do you say good evening in German?
Guten Abend? Why, George?
Don't, George! Hey, Fritzy! Guten Abend, Fritzy! Guten Abend, Fritz!
How do I say, how's your sausage?
Wie ist Ihre Wurst?
Hey, Fritz! Wie ist Ihre Wurst?
Meine Wurst ist köstlich, Tommy. Geh nach Hause, Tommy, bevor ich hier rüberkomme und dir deine Wurst abschneide.
He says, go home before I come over there and cut off your sausage.
Oh, fighting talk. Here, Walter. I'll tell you what to say, all right? Your sister wanted my big sausage the last time I saw her.
Ihre Schwester wollte mein Wurst, als wir uns letztes Mal trafen.
Bastard, Tommy. Ich schneide die Sonne
He's
aus,
not happy.
Oi, what's going on? George, what are you playing at?
Shh. Little Len loved my sausage when I met her at the beer festival. Go on, Walt, don't be shy. Go on.
Klein Lene liebte mein Wurst, als ich sie auf der Münchner Oktoberfest traf.
What the bloody hell's going on here?
Shut the fuck up! You bloody fools. Get out of there. Not you, Price, you idiot. Yes, Sarge. Of course, Sarge.
Keep your stupid heads down. Oh, Christ, what am I going to say to the captain about this? Now, Newman, I wouldn't expect that of you. Hitchcock, yes. You, no.
Sorry, Sarge, it just sort of happened.
Heads down! Cover! Cover!
George. Wait, mate. Are you all right? George? Speak to me. Are you all right?
I don't know.
You tell me. Am I hit?
I don't think so, mate.
Walter?
Yeah, he's okay.
About the Sarge?
Yeah, he's all right. Mad as hell, but all right.
It's Pricey. Oh,
fuck. Shit. Oh, Pricey.
War Diary. December 11th, 1915. Number 17555, Private P.R. Price, B Company, was killed whilst in the trenches. This was the first casualty in the regiment.
Yeah, Pricey got it.
God.
That shell was addressed to him.
30 seconds earlier and it would have had our names on it. But it got Pricey fair and square. Ripped him apart, it did. Like he was just torn in two down the middle. We had to roll up what was left of the poor sod in a waterproof. There's everyone staring at each other, wondering who of us it would be next. Welcome to the bloody war.
Right, lads. Put this sap trench back into a perfect state. Old Fritz will not change our steady resolve. Put some back into it, lads.
Yes, Sarge.
Steady resolve, Sarge.
Sarge, can I have a word?
What is it, Hitchcock?
You don't think they sent that shell over because of what we were saying?
Hitchcock, if they were that quick and that accurate, we'd all be dead and this war would be over already. But that don't mean what you did wasn't stupid. Now, there'd be a whole lot of Fritzes up on charges today, but you are not to do that again. But you didn't kill Price. The Bosch did that. Now, you and Newman pick up Price and take him back to the communication trench.
Come on, Walter, get a grip.
He's heavier than you think.
Dead weight, innit?
Can you smell that, George?
Don't pay it no attention, I ain't.
No, it smells like...
Shut the hell up about it.
I think I might puke.
Don't you bloody dare. If you do, I'm going to too. No, Walter, don't...
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us all in our affliction. Father, we are grieving over the unexpected loss of our brother, Private Price. I was fortunate to get to know Private Price during our training in England. Just last Sunday, he was telling me how excited he was to be part of this battalion, to be here with his pals, to be doing something honourable, and that his parents were proud of him. Father, we are mourning the loss of this young man. Yet we know that nothing surprises you.
Nothing surprises you, old Lord. Poor Flipping Pricey. What a shitter. First day on the front, and he was only 17. Shit. It was like death had him booked in for that day. Then that was it. 24 hours and we were out of there, slopping through that water and mud back to our billets. We didn't linger either, I can tell you. Bit of a quick march.
Righto! Time for some spirit-raising thwaites. Open that large gob of yours and put it to some honest and uplifting use.
Yes!
Up to my land and nourishment one day. As the streets are paved with gold, sure everyone was gay.
Till Paddy got excited and he shouted to them there.
War Diary, December 22nd, 1915. Battalion transferred to 1st Army, 1st Corps, 2nd Division and 6th Infantry Brigade. 10 a.m. The battalion marched to the town of Bethune, arriving at 12 noon.
But I was happy to be back behind the lines. We were kept busy with fatigues, drills, lectures on map reading and using a compass, bayonet practice and shooting practice. Turned out we were all rubbish at that. God, it was cold. So bloody cold. The wet made it worse. We'd all huddle around a fire bucket trying to get warm, but it hurt your bones that cold. Still, at least we weren't in the trenches for Christmas.
Look at all that food.
Roast beef.
Well, I think it might be. It's well and truly burnt.
Roast potatoes. There's even a menu.
Well, I'm going to get as tight as those chefs tonight.
Yeah, too right. Let's slip a bit of this into your glasses.
Blanc mange for pud too.
And sprouts. Oh, God. I'll be sleeping with my gas mask on tonight.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
Hey, Henry, I never thought I'd say this, but you may be right.
Yeah, I'm always right, mate.
I know it's Christmas already and it's not over yet, but we've only been one day up in the front line. Who knows, Henry? Maybe we'll be home for New Year.
Yeah, it's kind of a shame we never really got a crack at Brits.
Yeah, apart from George and Walter. A verbal crack, that is.
Room! Room! Attention!
Stand at ease. Stand easy. Listen in. Lieutenant Colonel Papillon has some important news for you all.
Firstly, I take this opportunity to wish you all a very Merry Christmas. I thank you all for your hard work, for your dedication to this battalion. And I know, without a doubt, that you shall do our country, our cities and boroughs and yourselves great honour in your actions to come. Now, I have received communication from your mayor with some most important news. West Ham United have beaten the Arsenal 8-2!
War Diary, December 27th, 1915. The battalion marches a distance of about 10 miles, arriving at 1 p.m. for a period of rest and training.
Oh, I love these French pubs.
Oh, that's why they call it Au Fritz. I'm bloody stuffed.
Yeah, George, you've been packing on the pans, mate.
Well, I ain't never eaten so well. I bloody love those Fritz.
I'm going to have to go see Ernie, the company tailor, at this rate. Get him to let me trousers out. Busting at the seams.
Well, we're having to share our clothes with these bleeding lice bastard things. Where the hell do they come from? What kind of rotten god invents something as horrible as those? You're driving me nuts.
Nuts, I've seen you boys scratching. I think lice ain't the only thing bothering your nuts after you've been and visited those froggy Jane Shores.
Hey, when did you start getting some morals, George?
No, the question is, when did you start losing yours, Tom? Now, I'm surprised at you. You've been sort of straight and everything.
Hey, mes beaux hommes, êtes-vous fini?
Oui, fini.
Yeah,
oui. All fini.
Café?
Café au lait all round. Toi, s'il vous plaît. Oh, madame.
Oui, oui. Henri!
Lads!
Oi, oi, cafe au lait, water.
Football. They're setting up a divisional football cup.
You what?
The divisions are going to compete. Matches between the battalions first. We're going to have to play against some professional footballers.
What are mates? The 17th Middlesex.
Oh, Joe Bailey's in that battalion. He used to play for Reading.
Not just him. Hugh Roberts, Frank Buckley, proper bloody bros.
Oh, my.
Jesus, Mary and Joseph, I've got to get on our team.
Hey, votre café. L'addition.
L'addition.
Money, come on, we got
How much you got, boys? Come on.
Yeah, I got that. And thus began days of fatigues and football matches. Sadly, though, I didn't make it into the team. Too many slap-up oofs and frits for me. Emery and Walter made the team, though. Jammy bastards. Emery was midfield and Walter our goalie. So while me, Tom and the other lads swung pickaxes and repaired roads, they done football practice. New Year's Day, we was back to stabbing straw bosh with bayonets. Surprise, it was raining. Again.
Ah! Oh, for God's sake, Hitchcock, you poncy bugger. What the hell do you think you're doing? I want to see that blade poking up bloody Fritz's back, do you
hear?
Yes,
Sergeant. It just being New Year's Day, Sarge, old Lang Syne and all that. Can't quite bring out the beast in me today, Sarge.
Funny, Hitchcock. You think you're going to be back home soon, do you? See your old mum? You ain't going home till you kill yourself some nasty pointy-headed ants. It'll be you or him. Get it? Now look me in the eye, Private. Go on. You see that? You see me? And when you're standing in Fritz's trench and you're looking him in the eye, one of you ain't going to be going home at all. One of you is going to be dead, Hitchcock. It's simple. You or him. You've got to scare the shit out of him with your eyes. That's where it's won. You've got to make him pause and stab the bastard with all you've got. If you don't, you won't be never going back to Blighty. You'll be resting in France, permanent-like, under a couple of feet of French mud. Now, do you want that? Or am I going to see you tear that straw Fritz in half?
Match one. It was pissing it down. We had a good team. You know, it would have been better if I'd have been on it, of course. But, you know, in the army, there's no questioning authority. If the officers couldn't see my natural skills, there was nothing I could do about it. We beat the First Kings fair and square, and they didn't like it at all. Being beaten by a bunch of scallywags like us made the victory even sweeter. Then the Second South Staffs. Now, if we beat them, we could get to play our mates, the 17th Middlesex, the footballers. We might have trained and shared the trenches with them, but to play against footballers, you watch from the terraces. How brilliant would that be?
For God's sake, Henry, tackle him! Tackle him!
Come on, Walter, no! No, no!
Oh, they threw away. A 3-1 lead, and they bloody threw away.
3-0, you dummies! Come on, Henry, what are you playing at? And those lumps on the end of your legs, they were kicking balls with, remember that?
You know what balls are we kicking? Shut the hell up! And call yourself supporters!
Guess you've got a point, Tom.
Yeah, George. Should we try a more encouraging bit of verbal?
It isn't so fun, though, is it? But for the greater good, we could give it a try, if only for a little while.
Come on, lads! You can do it!
Yeah, bravo, boys!
Up the Emmers!
Up the Emmers!
Come on!
Come on.
Yes.
God.
Yes.
No, oh, he's only got a bloody score.
It's a blooming miracle. 4-3. Henry. Oi. Henry. Henry. You're a bloody marvel, mate. A diamond in the rough. I can't get anything else, Tom.
Yeah. Henry, you're a clod-hopping jammy bastard with two left feet.
Cheers, mate.
Now, don't mess it up, Henry. It's only a couple of minutes.
To blow the whistle, ref. Blow it.
Yeah!
Oh, you're
cruising! Yeah! The footballer's next, pal!
Is it a fucker?
No, it's okay. It's one of us.
Look at that. What a sight. Christ. What I would give to be up there in one of those. Free.
And your dreamer, pal. It's only for the other lot. Public school boys. A members only club, I'm afraid.
That was a thing of beauty. Like your last goal, Emery. Rain. Heavy, heavy rain. But still, there must have been 500 or so of us. The diehard supporters. It was great to see these players. It was like playing football on a ploughed field. They must have had 2 pounds of mud on each foot. Well, we thought the rain would even things out a bit, but it didn't. They slaughtered us. Well and bloody truly. 9-0. It could have easily been 30, no problem. But who cares? Emery and Walter have got to play a proper match against professional footballers. It's bloody incredible, right? I can tell you, at that moment, you forgot you're in France. You've forgotten about the trenches, filth, muck, mud, lice, blood, guts, the death. Right then, all was okay. You're not just okay. It was bloody brilliant.
War Diary. January 17, 1916, 12:30 p.m. Battalion marched to the village of Le Quesnoy, arriving at 2:30 p.m. HQs and B and D companies occupied the reserve trenches at B3 under the command of Lieutenant Colonel P.R. Papillon. Heavy shelling at 7 p.m. and 3 a.m.
Then B Company, that was my company. We were moved into the reserve trenches. It'd be our first experience of shelling from the Boche heavies. Those explosions shook your bones. The sound, it just goes right through you. You couldn't get away from the constant pounding of your body, rattling you from the inside out. It just got right down to your nerves, like in a physical way. 3 days of shelling. Before that, I had this hope that the war was going to be over. And those crumping great explosions smashed my hope of getting home anytime soon. We were all well and truly in it. In a big, bloody mess.
War Diary, January 20th, 1916. Heavy shelling at 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. 4 casualties, wounded. Number 17244, Corporal A. French. Number 17554, Private J. G. Pickering. Number 18661, Private F. McAllister. Number 17714, Private S. Ward, self-inflicted.
The next day, Private King was killed, and 6 more were wounded. A couple were self-inflicted. Poor buggers, trying to get a blighty one. It was risky. If you were caught, you might end up doing hard labour, or worse. Then we were in and out the trenches. Some of us getting injured and a few getting killed. Then one section of C Company moved back into their billets for rest and lit themselves a fire in a stove. In the morning, every single one of them dead. Carbon monoxide poisoning. They just never woke up. All this way to die like that. Some good news reached us. West Ham beat Millwall 2-1.
Morning, ladies. Pay a bloody attention, will you? For the most unlikely request I'm ever likely to ask during the duration of this bloody war. Now, does anyone here speak Chinese?
Chinese.
They need soldiers to take charge of some of the 150 flipping thousand chinkies who are working at the docks.
Yeah, I speak Chinese, Sarge. Ping dong, ring dong.
I do, Sarge.
Funny, yes.
No, Sarge, I do. Me old dad's a rent collector, so I used to go round with him and we'd collect rent from a load of Chinese, wouldn't we?
Are you pulling my leg, Tetma?
No, Sarge. Zifu Zhujin.
Get yourself up to the captain. Now!
Tar for the child, Tommy boy.
I'll see you when this war is over, lads. Because I've got myself a base wallet job, pals.
Seriously, Tetmar?
You better believe it. I'm slinging me up before someone changes their mind.
Do you really speak Chinese?
Of course I bloody do, Thwaites.
Jesus, Sarge, you're going to kick that bloody door off its hinges if you keep on like that.
You still here, Tetmar?
I'm going, Sarge. See ya.
Yeah, see you in hell, Tetmar.
See ya.
My arse could speak better Chinese than him. Yeah, now, my contemptible soldiers. Time for some dirty work. Trench repair. Careful, everyone!
It's one of ours, Sarge.
He's come down in no man's land. What happens now, Sarge?
What happens now is I report it to the captain. Right, lads. The captain thought it was about time you lads took a little adventure into no man's land. Get yourself some experience. Odds on, Fritz is going to take a lively interest in the plane. So, we'll be travelling light. Revolvers and cat stabbers. Some bombs, but no kit and caboodle.
What are you expecting, Sarge?
Well, more than likely, we won't meet anyone. But we want to get up close as quick as we can. Fritz loves to shell us from miles away and spray us with his bloody typewriters. But he hates it when we get up close.
What's so important that we go out there and risk our lives for?
Oh, the Lord sent you to try me, Hitchcock.
Look, there's maps and a ruddy great Lewis gun in that there plane. Maps, notebooks, stuff that could help the Boche know things.
Stuff that could mean you or me, God forbid, could be wiped off the face of this earth. And I, for one, want to see the other side of this war. Tonight, we do something!
Yeah.
Tonight, we take action!
Yes, sir!
Right. I know it ain't dark yet, but we want to steal as many yards and time on the hunt as we can. Now, the sappers have cut the wire for us to sneak through. I bet some of you dodgy lot are pretty good at sneaking around. Now, I go first, like Mother Duck, and you crawl along behind me, facing the dirt, nice and fucking quiet. No whinging, no bleating, no noise. Any flares go up, freeze. You don't move a bloody inch, an eighth of an inch. Even if there's a bit of shrapnel sticking you right in your ghoulies, you take the pain and keep still. Better to never have little uns than be pushing up the daisies, right?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
And for Christ's sake, keep your stupid noggins down. We don't want the captain to get a sprained wrist having to write letters to your mums. He wants to use his wrist to raise his Napoleon brandy to his lordly lips. Yeah. I want you pressed into that dirt like it was your favourite mademoiselle. Get me?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
This is it, my little soldiers. Do me proud.
Shit. Go on, Walter, you're next.
I think I'm gonna puke.
Not now, Walter. Do it when we get back. Go, go. What are you doing, Walter? Moving.
My trousers are caught in the barbed wire.
Okay, keep still. Here.
The Sarge wants you, George.
Here, Hitchcock, take the compass. Go which way, Hitchcock?
All right, well, it's dark. That way.
Get flat!
It was a Boche ferry light. The old place was suddenly lit up like it was daytime. Flickering and moving shadows, skipping and jumping all over the place. And there we were, face down in the dirt, rigid with fear. And right over our heads it was. It floated down and down. And then when it flickered out, we crawled for nearly an hour. And then there it was. A crumpled mess of a plane. You couldn't believe that thing could fly. Like a pile of snapped branches it was, and paper.
Hitchcock, wait. Check the pilot.
Dead.
Well, I fucking truly.
Christ, its head turned off him by its neck muscles. Never seen anything like it. What you got?
His wallet and some notebooks. Here, put them in your...
Oh, fuck!
Bastard!
Return fire!
Careful, George.
You all right, Henry?
Face full of splinters. Got a pair of tweezers on you?
Hitchcock, over here.
Sarge.
Look at that, you jammy sod. You've gone and shot yourself a Jaeger officer. Must have scared the rest of them, losing their officer.
Jesus, Sarge. Right in the sodding face.
Hold it together. Hold it steady. Ain't no time for that now. Once those bastards are back in their trenches, we're going to come under heavy fire.
Yes, Sergeant.
Christ!
Keep down! Crawl! We got to get back before they blow us to Kingdom Come!
Oh, shit!
Come on!
Bollocks, is the plane!
Oh, right back where we bloody started. Be fucking beautiful.
How the hell do we do that?
I should have followed Tom and Moore. Might be home by now instead of ponts around no man's land.
Yeah, and I should have followed you into this screwed-up, stupid war.
You didn't have to listen to Izzy. I don't need you looking after me.
You bloody wanker.
Bastard.
I'm a bloody nose wanker. This way. Very light. Head down. Freeze.
Stop telling me what the hell to do. Nice. Coming through.
Look! Wire! Is it ours?
It's gotta be, hasn't it?
Fuck knows.
Well, you know it's the Bosch firing us back there. So it's gotta be home, right?
If we haven't gone round in circles again, the sun's gonna come up soon.
Halt! Who goes there? What's the password?
What's the password? Password.
A friend!
They ain't got no friends out here.
You bloody wanker! What the hell do you think you're doing? You tosser! I'm gonna break your neck when I get my hands on you. We're with the bloody 13th Essex, you stupid arsehole. We've gone around in bleeding circles looking for bloody home, haven't we?
Well, why didn't you say so?
Sorry about the shot, pal. But you got to be careful. Them Bosch are sneaky bastards.
Oh, my God. Back home.
Yeah. Back home. This shithole, hit yourself. Back home. Oh. Bloody hell, mate. We made it. We bloody made it.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
What the hell, Pratt?
It's a bloody Kaiser turned up.
No, it's Jens.
What about him?
Oh, Frank Jens. Well, he got a blighty from a serious accident with his pencil.
No, Jens put up a list.
For what?
Leave. Sweet, bleeding, leave.
Leave? Yes, mate! Yes,
come on, let's have a look.
Move it, coming through.
Come on, where is it? Where are you?
Yes! Yes, I'm going back!
Me too! 5 days leave! 5 days!
What about you, George? Water? I'm sorry, mate.
Sorry for what? Did you write the list? Anyway, are you kidding? Walt and I, we're going to have this lovely place to ourselves. It's going to be bloody marvellous.
See you in 5 days. I'll have a pint or two for you.
Yeah, you do that.
Yeah. Well, see you, George. See you, Walt.
Yeah, see ya.
Walter. Oi, you awake under there?
I wanted to see my missus.
Come on, should we go to the calf? Oof and Fritz.
Don't feel like it.
Then, to add insult to injury, it snowed and snowed. It was freezing. And when those lucky buggers came back, they did not look rosy-cheeked and rested compared to our poor sods. Though Colton never came back, he'd done a runner. That's a dangerous game to play. Out here, you have to keep going into that gunfire. But if you don't do it, there's going to be a bullet from your own good side. Some good news came through, though. 11,000 fags arrived that day from West Ham and some balaclavas and gloves. War diary. 2nd April 1916. Brouhaha. 9:15 a.m. Battalion marched to Brouhaha station and then trained to Barlin, and from there marched to Coupigny and took over billets vacated by the 2nd Highland Light Infantry, arriving about 12 noon. 26th May 1916. Battalion relieved the 19th, 21st, 23rd, 3rd London Regiment at Vimy Ridge. Heavy rain was falling, which continued for several hours. Heavy shelling on our front by Minenwerfer. Our artillery replied effectively as the Minenwerfer were not heard again for a considerable time. 27th May 1916. Heavy shelling on both sides. Gas alert on. 30th May 1916. Lieutenant Colonel P.R. Papillon returns from leave and resumes command of the battalion.
The Sarge called me and Emery out, and we found ourselves and 60 other ranks from the battalion marching back behind lines to where the Brass Hats lived. Oh, it was a glorious day. The sun was shining. After a few miles, we entered some grand gates and stamped our way up to Divisional HQ at some big, and I mean big, chateau.
Swanky. That's what's called a chateau, George. Some froggy duke probably lived here. De fucking lux, mate.
Yeah, no mud and blood for them.
Look, George, that tosser John Stagg is part of whatever we're up to.
Yeah, I see him, the wanker.
Rump! Attention!
Stand at ease. Morning, men. We have been charged with a very crucial mission. The general staff want information. We need to know what divisions are opposing us. We need to take prisoners. We need to gather intelligence. We know the Hun is up to no good, and we need to know exactly what it is. You will form the raiding party. This will be perfectly organised using all our ingenuity. Your raid will be swift and brutal. We go in at night, and we go in hard.
You are being put into four hands of 15 men. There will be bombers, blockers, intelligence gatherers. And you, 15 soldiers, have been selected for the Black Hand Gang. Your task is to rain terror and fear into the heart of the Hun. We got clubs with nails, clubs with metal cogs, knuckle dusters with a 6-inch blade for gut opening. This is medieval warfare. Club and stab, stab, stab and crunch. It's head splitting time. Kill or be killed.
Move it! Faster, Richmond!
Wanker stack.
Keep your flipping air on, Thwaites. It was an accident.
George!
Hitchcock! You're going to regret you ever did that.
What the hell are you playing at? You ain't down a pub on a Saturday night.
He jumped.
Shut the hell up, Hitchcock. I don't give a shit where you're bleeding fist fighting. What do you think this is? Some silly game? It's us against them. And one of you dummies is grovelling in the mud with some unbastard stabbing at you with his bayonet. Stag may just save your bacon, Hitchcock. Or vice a bloody versa. Do you understand me? I said, do you understand me?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Now, some very nice soldiers have worked hard digging these here trenches just so as we can play in them. Now, the respectful thing would be to charge through them, killing and bashing, and striking fear into our make-believe Hun. Do you hear me? Now, charge. And I want to see you putting some jerk into it. And I want to hear your killing scream, lads. Nice and loud. Nice and loud! Right, my pretty little warriors. It's time for some char.
Oh, yeah.
That is all except you, Hitchcock, and you, Stag. You will be doing some latrine duty. Together. Ain't that nice? Pals, together.
Sarge, I won't do it without...
Watch it, Private. Do you think you have a choice? Is there a charge and a couple of months of hard labour?
George, why did you butt in between me and Stag? It weren't your fight.
I was backing you up, mate.
Like I always do, like back in West End.
No, you weren't backing me up. You were like a flipping torpedo. What's wrong with you? I could do my own fighting. I don't need you being my sodding daddy.
A few more days training, and then that was it. 0 hour was set at 0039. Captain Hayward would go over the top before that, trailing four ropes, one for each of the four hands. When he jerks on the rope, we move forward into no man's land. Then we're up and at him as fast as we bloody can, bold, bloody and brutal. Artillery will lay down a box barrage, cutting off the trench we're attacking so they can't leg it and reinforcements can't get in to help them.
Here you go, lads. Rum!
Yeah. Give me some of that issue rum.
Nice. Cheers, mates. Emery, got a lucifer? I need a gas bar because I am cacking me pants.
Don't get in my way, George. Keep out of it. If I'm busting some Hun heading, you don't need to be a stupid ass hero for me.
Right, we're moving up, lads. Come on. The Black Hands, follow me.
This is it, men. Good luck to you. This is of vital importance.
Handing out double rations of rum and the colonel giving us all a solid upper crust handshake, you knew this weren't going to be no cakewalk. You couldn't help but think this was a one-way ticket. Then the captain was going over the top and the clock was ticking. And then it was us, up and over the parapet and into no man's land, on your knees, crawling across it, trying to make no more noise than a flea. The funny thing was, you feel all that fear before, but when you're up and over and in it, that fear just sort of slid away from you.
Lieutenant?
Oh, bloody hell! It's my leg! I'll be okay. Load my pistol for me. Don't just stand there, you others! Raven, step to it!
Christ, look what they've done to Edwards, you fucking bastard!
Come on, lads.
We need a prisoner. Let's flush him out.
Grenade! They've got weight!
Henry! Henry!
George! Help me!
Emery! Emery! Come on, man. We've got to get you home to Izzy. Izzy will be waiting for you. Come on, Emery! We've got to get you home to Izzy! Emery! Emery!
Mother?
Get out of my way! Give me a couple of Mills bombs! Who's got the Mills bombs?
Here, Hitchcock. Payback for Henry. Wipe him out, Hitchcock. Kill the bomb! Nice one, Hitchcock!
Clubs and knives! Come on, we're going in!
I'm with you. Let's take it to him!
You fuckers!
Knight! Come and have mercy! Mercy!
Mercy! Mercy! Oh, I've named my blessed club Mercy, so here have some fucking mercy!
Stick him, Georgie boy. Fritz ain't gonna be shooting at us no more.
Any more of these bastards? Is one still alive? Lieutenant Kibble, sir. Cleaning out the rats, sir.
Stop, Private. We need a prisoner. That's what we came here for.
But sir, he was one of those bastards that...
I said get him up and out of here! What are you doing with that knife, Private?
Nine, come on!
Hitchcock!
All right, sir. His epaulettes, sir.
Greening, get back with this one now. Okay, everyone grab as much as you can. Notebooks, maps, all you can fill your bags with.
Sir, the whistle's blown.
Time's up. Let's hop it.
Stretcher bearer! Go!
We've got to get back before the Huns start shelling. Let's take the wounded and the dead back with us.
Yes, sir. I'll go through eight, sir. Stag, grab Henry's legs.
He's going to slow us down. He's done to sodding Alley. Alley, mate.
Just bloody do it. Let's get him over the parapet. Come on, we can take him between us.
He's dead. He's already dead.
It was an order. We bring everyone home.
If I die doing this, I'm going to come and get you, Hitchcock. That's a fucking promise.
Come on, not far now. I can see our line. 20 yards, mate. Shit, get down! Okay. Let's go!
Righto!
You bastard! Come back! Come back! God, fucking hell. I'm getting you back, Henry. I told Izzy I'd take care of you. I'm gonna bury you in a proper fucking grave.
You made it, mate. We got you. It's okay.
Henry. Henry.
By the time I got out of field hospital, they had already buried Henry in a bone orchard. I did get to say goodbye at his grave, though. Much good that did either of us. I'd rather it have been me than him, that's for sure. When you're dead, all the pain is gone. Of the 80 of us, 18 were killed and 43 of us injured. They gave out medals, and even I got a mention in the dispatches. My name printed in the paper like some kind of hero. I didn't feel like any kind of hero. I never got to kill Stag either, as 2 days later, me and Walter got leave.
It was over quick, okay? He didn't suffer. And I was with him. I was holding his hand.
You were supposed to look after him.
I know, Izzy, but...
He was your best mate.
I know. I've got to tell you something. Okay? It's like this. When Henry died, look, no one could help him no more. Okay, but I was with him, Izzy, in those last moments of his life. He looked right at me, right in my eyes. And then he just sort of drifted off someplace else. And then he said one thing. Mother. But Izzy, he wasn't hurting. Okay, he gave a cry. But it was like a cry of joy or surprise, maybe. And I'm sure Henry saw your mum. That she was there to greet him in the afterlife. And I'll never forget that cry. Wherever he went, your mum was there. I'm certain of it.
Oh. Oh.
Come on.
Oh, Henry.
Oh, no.
Hey, Dad, I was hoping to catch a West Ham match, not watch some women play football.
Well, there ain't so many matches these days. And it raises loads of cash for charity.
I guess.
I heard you in your sleep last night, calling out.
I can't tell you how bad it is, Dad.
George, if you do want to tell me anything...
I don't have the words for it. It's best I don't. No one should have to hear about it.
Mum and I was very proud to see your name mentioned in the dispatches, son.
Hey, George!
All right, Walter. Getting an eye full of the ladies' game?
Yes! A pleasant enough sight for sore eyes.
Hey, have you seen anything of Greening? We were supposed to meet yesterday at the Turkish bath.
Haven't you heard? Come home to find his missus had died. Influenza.
His kids have been spread about his family. Come here to find no one there. Had a visitor up the cemetery. He's taking it bad. Christ, George, it's not supposed to work out this way. He dodges bullets, bombs and gas and everything else. And then his missus gets ill and she's the one that dies. That makes sense. Done your goodbyes. Where's your mum and dad?
I told them not to come to the door or we'll make a fuss.
This way is more like I'm just popping out, nothing special. Like.
You should have seen the fuss my mum made. I had to practically run down the street to escape.
George! George! Hello, Walter. I wanted to give you this, George, before you went back.
I'll walk up to the bus stop, George. See you, Izzy.
I'll see you in a minute.
Here. There ain't much. Some jam and some biscuits and little things like.
Tar, Izzy, that's nice.
I'm sorry I haven't seen you since since I saw you last.
I know. I understand.
But I wanted to thank you for telling me about Henry. For letting me know. Thank you. Good luck, George.
Bye, Izzy.
Look, hospital ship. That's our only hope of making it back home.
I was hoping we'd get snatched up into another regiment like Greaves did.
Egypt, wouldn't it?
What I'd give to swap mud for dust right now. Rain for sun.
Look, George. They got the hospital ship.
Bloody hell. The sooner this war is finny, the better. This is getting to me, Walt. I think I need a drink after that display.
Oi, oi, lads! George! Walter!
We're joking. Tetmar! You're looking in the pink. Put on a few pounds, you chubby bastard.
Yeah, don't you know it?
They made you a corporal. You get out of it and get a promotion and a bleeding pay rise. Bloody hell. Have you learned to speak Chinese yet?
Ban Wan Zhanji. Hey, you got some time in Boulogne? We can meet later for a drink and some oi oi.
Hold me a bit longer. Embrace. Encore, encore.
Oh,
George. I'm just going to close my eyes for a moment.
Oh, oui, George, mais pas très long. George? 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 Lève-toi. Wake up! Wake up!
What?
George, you were dreaming. Bad dreams.
Yeah. Yeah, I do that these days.
Je suis désolé, George. You must get dressed now.
Of course.
Hey, you are not the only soldier with bad dreams.
George! George, yeah! Jump! Jump!
Grab me bleeding belt for fuck's sake! Ugh. Thanks. Here we go again, Walt. Hey, Tom, what the hell are you doing with that candle?
Walter showed me. You turn your trousers inside out to get at the seams. Now we're on the flame along the seam. Yeah, come and listen to this.
Oh, what the hell?
Lice eggs exploding. Don't you love that sound? Little bastards. Someday when this war ends, I'm going to have clean clothes on every day.
Listen up, lads. New orders from the brass heads.
Oh.
There will be no dissent in the ranks, do you hear me? We're on the move again.
Where are we headed, sir?
The Somme.
I hated bloody marching and humping all that bloody kit. Blisters and raw shoulders. Being a foot slogger is about the worst thing in this war.
If you had some talent at something, you could be out of the trenches, flying a plane, riding a motorbike. We picked the worst of the worst. There's no way out. Still, could have been a hell of a lot worse. It was summer. Here, there were some hills and summer flowers. They called it Welcome Wood. It was proper lovely. When we were here, they let us go down to the Somme Canal and we'd wash and splash about in it, like it was a summer holiday. We could lie in the grass and look up through the blossom at the sky. We could listen to the birds singing. You learn to appreciate those things, living in the moment, because it had all changed with a couple of miles march up to the lions. We was being fattened up for the slaughter, as they say. But after that feeling of goodness, it's a nasty shock when you're suddenly ordered up to the front. Late afternoon it was, and 2 hours later, you're in the thick of it.
This is it, lads. Grab any of these shell holes and claim it for Blighty.
The woods had seen some serious fighting now. The Boche had set their artillery on it. I can tell you, when they did, it was a god-awful thing to watch. There'd been so much fighting over that little piece of wood. It was just littered with the dead, Tommies and Fritz, but their bodies were just being tossed up in the air by the explosions. The strange thing was, I couldn't help but watch, just with fascination, how these bodies were flung up in the air above the tree stumps. And then it seemed to somersault in slow motion and come thumping down.
Down! Where are they shooting from?
All right, I'm going to shoot back. Here goes! Fuck me, I'm it!
Hold it! Let's take a look. No, you jammy bugger. It didn't have your name on it. Glanced off your helmet.
Oh, I didn't. My bomb search.
Oh, afternoon, Sarge. Nice of you to drop by for a visit.
We've got orders to clear out those bloody annoying Boche that's given us so much gin. They've already killed Graves and Stokes.
So how are we to do that, Sarge, seeing as they're armed to the teeth and desirous of shooting us dead?
Our objects of respect have given orders, and we shall get the task done, Private. We are going to leap from shithole to shithole, picking up the rest of the section as we go. Then we're going to get as close to Fritzy Boy as we can, and then we're going to stick him.
Where the hell's the cavalry, Sarge?
Supply slicers. It's tanks we need, but we can't wait for him. Ready, lads? Let's go. Fix your bayonets. Let's go clear out these rats. Up the aisle!
Up the aisle!
George! It's Sarge! Is he alive?
Oh, fuck, Sarge!
Bollocks!
Look at that! He's got his hand about Fritz's throat and he's stuck him with his bayonet.
Fritz must have shot Sarge in the head as he was dying. Bloody hell, Sarge, I'm sorry!
Oh, hell, he's seen us through some serious heavy stuff.
The Sarge never thought he'd cop it. Those bullets seemed to bounce off him.
He's a kid.
Water.
Careful, Walter, he might have a knife.
He's just some kid. Look at him. He can't be more than 16. Here you go. Here's some water. Let's get a medic!
Too late for that. He's for the boneyard.
Tom, give me something to cover his face. He's a kid! He shouldn't have been here!
It stinks. The whole thing stinks.
Oh, Jesus.
Keep it together, Tom. Don't lose it now.
The Boche would put over these big 6-inch shells and then they'd follow them up with shrapnel shells just to catch anyone who was running away. The battlefield kept changing as the new shell holes and craters appeared and old shell holes were buried. When the shelling did stop, the infantry came at us again and again. Somehow I stuck with Tom and Walter. God knows how, in that grubby mess. Cowering in a 50-foot crater with a bunch of the second staffs. A few months ago, we'd been playing football with them and getting pissed. Then a soldier appeared at the crater edge and just stood there with bullets flying past him, looking down at us.
Get in here! Get in! Hurry, man! Hurry!
You idiot! What are you waiting for? A fucking number 9 to play, Stone!
Idiot. Hey, up another one!
It's Raven! Raven, get in! Hurry up! Where's Raven?
There he is.
Oh, fuck his leg! Leg's been blown off! It's lying over there!
But the poor bastard wasn't dead, as we found out later that night.
Shut him up, for God's sake, Tom.
Stop it.
He's leaving all jangies. I can't take it.
Shut the hell up, Private! That's an order. We gotta do something for him, Corporal. What do you propose? We could shoot him. Okay, put him out of his misery. We all know that he's dead. I can't do that. In cold blood, that's murder. Here, Private. Here's some morphia. My tablets.
I'll come with you, George.
Come on, Mom.
All right, Raven. All right, mate, it's your pals. All right? Here, we've got some morphine.
Help me.
Okay? Here, Walt, you've got some water. I lost my bottle.
Yeah.
He's gone. What the hell were you playing at, Raven?
He'd lost it, George, hadn't he?
That bastard Corporal had those morphia pills all along while Raven was suffering like this.
Don't do anything stupid.
Come on, come on!
Thank you. Tom, you all right?
Hey, George, Walter's dead, isn't he?
Oh, shit! I've been hit! Shrapnel! Ah! Oh, that's a bad one. Bollocks.
We don't know that, Tom. Stop sticking your stupid head out of this hole.
I don't want Frick sneaking up on us.
Stop fucking around, you two, and get me out with a fucking dress.
Oh, you want help now, do you? Not like Raven back there with his fucking leg lying at the bottom of the crater.
That's an order, Brian.
Fucking typewriters. Brat-a-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-
generous, Mr. Fucking Charity himself.
That morphine was from my wife, for me, from her. She would know I wouldn't be in pain.
Yeah, well.
I'll see the ball in, George.
You what? Fuck it down, Tom.
Grab him.
Christ, Tom, what you fucking playing at?
Shell shock, hold him down.
Get off me. I gotta get out of here.
Tom.
Leave off me. I'm not supposed to be here. I wasn't meant to be here. It was supposed to be someone else.
Tom. Shit, you bloody idiot. You bloody idiot.
A bullet went straight into his ear and blew half his face away. Me and that corporal had to lay there with Tom. We lay there for hours and hours and hours with all this clatter going on around us. They should have known better by now. I was dying of thirst and hunger, and he was moaning in pain. When it got to dusk, a runner dropped into our hole. And we started to crawl back. 2 weeks later, and it'd be the same stunt all over again at Waterlot Farm.
War diary. 31st July, 1916. Casualties during tour in Delville Wood. Wounded. Lieutenant Colonel P.R. Papillon, at duty. Major A.P. Churchill. Second Lieutenant C.L.B. Lynn, at duty. Captain J.M. Round, at duty. Lieutenant L.C. Holthusen. Captain C.G. Carson. Lieutenant F.T. Focard. Other ranks. Killed, 39. Wounded, 138. Shell shock, 20. Missing, 17. Wounded at duty, 7. 6th Infantry Brigade. A short report by Lieutenant Colonel P.R. Papillon, commanding 13th Essex Regiment. Our attack was only broken owing to the strength and alertness of the enemy, to the number of machine guns at their disposal, and to the strong obstacle afforded by their wire. And having failed, it appeared to me that it would only be a needless and useless sacrifice of men to launch the two remaining waves.
There were more deaths to come. The shell shock was so bad, even the commanding officer was sent to hospital. The West Ham originals were dying like flies, and our numbers were being replaced with conscripts from all over, most of them wet behind the ears. Now, Walter and I were the seasoned soldiers. We were both made lance corporals and split into different platoons to look after the new conscripts. We wouldn't see much of each other now, but whenever we were behind the lines, we'd get together, but it weren't the same without Emery and Tom. I even had an unspoken truce with Stag. Then I saw even less of Walter. He was sent back to England to train on the machine guns. But, like I said, there was plenty more fighting and plenty more deaths to come.
War diary. 13th November 1916. At 2:30 a.m., each man received a cup of hot cocoa. At 3 a.m., the waves moved into position in open country. At 4:15, all waves and cleaning up parties were in position. The men lay quiet till the barrage command at 5:45 a.m. The whole of the wave moved forward, followed by the first Kings. Each company was detailed to carry the following: 15 men with shovels, 5 men with picks, 10 men with sandbags containing 10 bombs, 5 men with sandbags containing 10 Mills rifle grenades, 35 flares to be distributed between 1st, 2nd, 3rd and 4th waves, not cleaning up parties. 28th of April, 1917. The heavy fighting continued, and at 9 a.m. the troops were ordered to fall back, hold and consolidate the German front line. Small detached parties only succeeded in doing this and were unable to cope with the enemy, who were then holding this trench. All the officers of this battalion had become casualties, and the majority of the non-commissioned officers and what was left of the battalion was quite discouraged and exhausted. Small parties held out, but eventually retired to the old Bristol line, running from shell hole to shell hole at dusk. Casualties: killed, 5. Wounded, 84. Missing in action, 248.
Another promotion later, and then we're on the move again through the bitter cold winter of 1917.
Sergeant Hitchcock, company losses?
Oh. 6 ranks killed, 9 injured, sir. We've no bombs or ammunition left, sir. We're spent.
We have to retire. Get your men together.
D Company, sir, they're on their own.
Help them. We've no use to anyone as we are, Sergeant. That's an order.
Yes, sir. Don't stand there like a bunch of dummies. Quick, give me some of that ammo. Give yourself some bombs, lads.
Yes, sir.
Give me some of those cricket balls. I want to send some botched bastards to Kingdom Bloody Come. Christ, all fucking mighty sauce. There's thousands of the bastards.
Get ready. Get ready. Wait for my order.
Can we kill the bastards, sauce?
Hold it. Hold it. Let them get closer. Come. Come. Fire! Fire! Up the embers! Up the embers!
Come on, Stag, we'll make it!
Too right, we will.
So Ruddy Daisy, what do you bleeding think?
Christ, Sarge, your boots have been blown right off, and your socks are all blown apart.
Stag, where the hell is Stag?
No bloody idea, Sarge. Ain't seen him. I'll carry you out of here.
Christ, fuck it! I'm sick of wiping brain and guts off my face! Crawl! One bloody shit! Crawl, George! I'm gonna get back home. One of us has got to get back. One of us is...
I was picked up by some body snatchers and loaded into a Red Cross ambulance. I was hurting real bad. I was peppered with shrapnel wounds and I had this almighty lump of Fritz steel lodged in my stomach. I had to wait a night and a day before the doctor would see me.
That's it, I see. Do you want me to take it out? Before you answer me, there's no anaesthetic.
April bloody Fool's Day, is it, Doc?
We've had a run on the stuff, so that's the rub of it.
Could you just bash me on the noggin? No? How long's it going to take?
2 minutes.
2 minutes? All right, maybe it'll be worth it. Go on, get rid of this. Go on, full pain. Do your worst.
Right, hold him down. One on each limb. Hold tight. Ready?
Fuck no.
Tighter, please, boys. Tighter. On his right leg, please. Yes.
Dick, I'm gonna kill you!
When he cut round that shrapnel, the pain was like nothing else I'd ever felt. I could have bloody killed him. 2 minutes of absolute hell. I was praying to God that I'd pass out, but he weren't listening. I must have sweated a gallon at least. I was fucking soaked.
Okay, I'm going to pull it out now. A couple of stitches. That's it. You can let him go now. A dressing now. Here it is. This is the villain that was inside you. Do you want to do a souvenir?
No, I bloody don't.
I don't know what happened to my platoon. I only know Stag had survived. Later, I realised the filching bastard had pinched me lighter. Now I was on my way to Rouen, to the hospital.
Come on, nurse, get those filthy rags off him.
It's not so easy. He won't stop shaking.
I'm right here. I can hear you. I'm deaf or dumb. If I could stop him shaking, I bloody would.
I've got them off.
I have looked better.
Throw those in the bag quickly. Now, let's get him in the bath. In you go.
Oh, God almighty. Oh, God. Hot water. Oh, my God. Oh, that is good. Oh, God. Oh, what is that?
Lice. We'll get you cleaned up.
Oh,
hundreds of them. Christ, you could have shoveled the bastards out of there. Then I was put in another bath of clean water, and I was dressed in a suit of sterilised hospital blues. I cannot tell you how wonderful it felt to be clean again. Even though I was peppered with wounds, just to be clean. Then we were brought back to the quayside and onto this hospital ship. And here I am with you, sir. I don't know what happened to Walter. Most likely Walter's dead. Henry's dead. Tom's dead. And hundreds of other West Ham pals. Now in the Bone Orchards of France.
But here you are alive. A seasoned professional who made it through the greatest of the battles against all the odds.
Don't believe for one minute that I'm anyone special. I am no better soldier than any of those that fell. I'm only here through luck, through dumb luck. Because I happened to be standing here or there when a bullet or a bomb came calling. Nothing more than that. I can see you don't believe me, but it's true.
I was leaving behind me the trimly kept landing stage at Southampton, with its clean, garnished sheds in which the wounded lay in serried ranks, quietly waiting for different trains. I couldn't help but think about these splendid men and how this unparalleled war has yielded no more splendid instance of sheer endurance, of stark, unshakable bravery than that wild week when that sustained German attack was broken against the determination of the citizen soldiers of the West Ham Battalion.
You beat the boss, and this poor excuse for a team lose to ruddy Fulham.
George!
George!
Walter! Oh, man, I thought you were dead.
Me too! But somehow, I'm here.
Oh, my God. Where the hell have you been?
POW camp.
Right. They never found out you were Fritzy, did they?
No, thank God. It was bad enough as it was.
Bloody nowhere that came. Out of nowhere.
Luck. We'll take luck any time when we walk. Yay!
It was on the 10th of February 1918 that the name of the 13th Service Battalion West Ham of the Essex Regiment was erased from the army list. Those who had survived were reassigned to a multitude of other battalions. But for many returning soldiers, the country that they had come back to had changed after the economy had been ravaged by the cost of the war. Walter, who changed his name to William Newman, was fortunate to be able to take over his father's tailor's shop. And George would never recover fully from his wounds. He returned to work at the docks and set out to try and help the surviving battalion pals find work and happiness back home in West Ham. He would occasionally see Izzy, but his bond with her had been broken by the war. The 13th Battalion West Ham of the Essex Regiment will be forever remembered for their bravery, heroism, and self-sacrifice in the face of relentless horror and hardship. You have been listening to The Bolin Brothers by Jonathan Williamson. George Hancock was played by Robert Bolter. Walter, Jack Christiansen. Henry, Owen Bleach. Tom, Andy Creswell. Frank Jens, John Spohr, and Sergeant Moore was played by Paul Moriarty. Izzy was played by Emma Wingrove, and Lieutenant Colonel Papillon by Peter Elliott. Captain Keeble and Reverend Westerdale by Justin K. Hayward. Lieutenant Fairweather and Alfie, Robert Cohen. Private Stagg, Dan Greist. Private Price and Sap Soldier, Peter Walsh. Private Tetmar, Matt Beaumont. The Madame, Denise and the Nurse, Amy Sutton. The Ship's Medical Officer and Corporal Second Staffs, Russell Shaw. Nurse, Philippa Hammond. The Recruitment Sergeant, Murray Hecht. And the Surgeon was Guy Waugh. Design and artwork by Giuseppe Lama. Sound design, Simon Moorhead and Ashley Slater. The associate producer was Beverly Hurl. And the executive producer was Andrew Wanirachi. Technical and historical advisors were Ruri Adam Carnes and Elliot Taylor. The sound engineer was Jake Skinner. Original music was composed by Ashley Slater and based upon the West Ham Pals Battalion March, Knife, Fork, Spoon. Cornets and tenor horn, Chris Batchelor. Tuba and Offord Clyde, Jeff Miller, and trombone, Ashley Slater. The Bolin Brothers was produced by Simon Moorhead. This was a TBC Audio original drama.